朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记啊，尼布甲尼撒他是审判官，这三个人是被审判者。
Don't forget that Nebuchadnezzar was the judge, and these three were defendants.
我们正是在这几句话里面，我马上就想到一些特点。
So many special characters came out of these three verses.
我们发现这三个人的风度实在好。
Yes, indeed, they had their character.
一点不像被控告者，好像他们是控告者一样。
They were not looked upon. They were not like a defendant, but rather they may be
maybe the judge.
The judge.
实在发现他每一个字讲的都有分寸，都非常非常的这个有分量。
And every word they used were precisely correct.
他也很客气，他说王啊，王啊 ，O king, O king， 讲了两次。
So he said, "O king, O king," and twice in these verses.
他有他的这一个身份，他有他的那个气度。
He's behaved very properly.
不可否认的，我们在这三句话里面，三节圣经里面看见他们的勇气。
Undeniably, we see their courage in these three verses.
也是四个字，不亢不卑。
They were behaving properly, too timid, nor too arrogant.
而且我们看见他们在这三节圣经里面看见他们三个人的同心。
We also see how united these three were.
短短的三节圣经五次提到我们，我们，我们。
Throughout these only three verses, five times they mentioned we, we, and we.
弟兄姊妹，在一个团体的里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, in a group,
Satan 最容易攻击破坏的是什么呢？
What is the simplest thing for Satan to attack?
不是外面的压力，而是里面的分化。
It is not the outward pressure, but the inner separation.
2000年的教会历史。
For 2000 years of church history,
我们一而再，再而三看见这件事情。
We repeatedly seeing the same situation.
魔鬼撒旦在攻击破坏教会。
When Satan came to attack a church,
一种是用政治外面的压迫。
In the way they would use the outward pressure like politics.
两千年来很少看到因为政治的压迫把基督教打倒。
Really, if ever you see the politics was able to bring down Christianity.
两千年来我们看见基督教的失败或者基督教的惨败是因为魔鬼撒旦在教会里面的分化。
For 2000 years, the failure of a church always comes in from within.
我们每一个人都可能成为魔鬼撒旦所利用的工具。
We all and each and every one of us could potentially become a target of Satan.
十二个使徒里面，谁是发言人，谁是领袖呢？
Who was the spokesman of the 12 disciples of Jesus?
Peter.
但
是撒旦用谁来破坏教会呢？破坏他们的那个使徒团体呢？
Well, who did Satan use in trying to separate these 12 disciples?
Peter. 耶稣对彼得说。
And Jesus told Peter,
"Satan, 退我后边去。
Satan, you retreat behind."
什么人中了撒旦的诡计？
Whoever falls into the trap of Satan,
在人看为绝不可能中撒旦诡计的人，却中了撒旦的诡计。
The person who is most unlikely to be trapped, who is the one was trapped?
弟兄姊妹，请你们为我们这些在教会里面所谓做领袖的人祷告。
Please pray for all of us viewed as the leader of church.
今天神要，今天魔鬼要攻击我们，就从这一些领袖的人做起。
The target of Satan's attack will start from the leadership of a church.
我们，我们，我们，五次的我们，提醒我们，我们要做我们。
Five times we reminded us We should be a united we.
我想到王明道先生所讲的一句话。
This reminded me of Mr. Brother 王明道 what he said.
85年，师母和我去上海看他。
85, my wife and I had an opportunity to visit him.
跟他打了招呼，没有几分钟，他就讲了一句话，我印象非常深刻。
After a short greeting, and he had said something and deeply impressed me.
他说李牧师。
He said, Pastor Lee,
我不是犹大。
I'm not a Judah.
我是彼得。
I'm Peter.
我没有出卖主。
I did not betray my Lord.
但是我软弱过。
But I have been weak.
我告诉你，我坐在他的面前，坐在老人家的面前，我忍不住眼泪就出来。
I couldn't help to hold back my tears when I heard.
当时给我一个很大的提醒。
That reminded me deeply.
我是谁？我还坚持什么呢？
Who am I? Why should I be so stubborn?
我在主的面前，难道不能有像他这样谦卑的生命
？Why can I be modest like he?
他讲了一句话
，and he said something.
他说：“处事莫作临风草，爱主须同向日葵。
Do not wave in the wind like some of the grass, but you should love the Lord.” Like you look up,
like sunflower. 我觉得这几句话可以成为我们的勉励。
I believe these words can be a good encouragement to all of us.
所以我们看见他们的气度，看见他们的勇气，看见他们的同心。
We see the special characteristics of these three young men.
但是在整个这三节圣经里面，给我最大的震撼，18节前面的四个字。
The deepest impact of these three young men gave to me were the four words in the beginning of verse 18.
他说，既或不然。
Even if he does not.
既或他不来救我。
Even if God does not come to save me.
我的信心不改变。
My faith will not be changed.
让我很快的把从这句话联想到三个重点跟大家分享。
Let me connect this verse with three important messages.
第一，什么叫信心呢？
First, what is faith?
信心就是勇敢面对，不断的往前。
Faith is able courageously to face forward and move forward.
No matter what, 不管发生什么事情。
No matter what happened.
弟兄姊妹，信心不是懒惰，信心不是逃避。
Faith does not imply laziness nor escape.
今天我们多么容易用属灵的口号来做我们属灵责任的推卸。
Very often we use the spiritual slogan as an excuse.
弟兄姊妹，我越侍奉主，越怕听到人家动不动就说神的旨意、圣灵的感动、主的引导。
I'm very afraid of people would use the Lord's will as the excuse.
不是说我们不要神的旨意，不是说不要圣灵的感动。
I'm not telling you not to accept the Lord's will, not to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
但是当我们今天一把神的旨意，好像一个什么什么秘密武器一拿出来。我们还有什么好讲呢？你都已经讲了神的旨意，我今天说什么
？Sometimes some people would uphold the Lord's will as a weapon against others.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在主的面前，我们要常常这样检讨提醒自己。
This is indeed a very important reminder to all of us.
信心不是随便用一个很好听的话来逃避，来懒惰。
Faith does not imply you use a good hearing words.To escape.
我们要算计代价，然后勇敢地投入和参与。
We should calculate, but then we should march forward courageously.
那么有一个故事，我相信大家可能都听过。
There's a story maybe you heard before.
在一次的大水灾里面
，in a tremendous flood,
水涨得很快。
The water line was raising very rapidly.
有个基督徒很快就爬到屋顶上。
So a Christian rapidly climb up to the top of the roof.
越来越脏。
So he saw the water line was raising.
他迫切祷告。
He kneeled down and prayed.
当他祷告的时候
，when he was praying,
那么他看见有一个独木舟过来。
He saw a canoe came by.
那独木舟说：“来，我来载你。
”The person on the canoe says, "Come over, I'm going to carry you."
我要把你带到这个平安的地方。
I'm going to bring you to safety.
那个人在屋顶上。
So this person on the rooftop,
他说我对上帝有信心。
He said I have faith in the Lord.
他说他必然会救我。
And he will come to rescue.
谢谢你的好意。
And thank you for your good intention.
继续的祷告。
Then he continued to pray.
后来来了一个小汽艇。
Then a motorboat came by.
那小汽艇说：“哎呀，赶快来，赶快来，我们要走了。
”The boat driver also called on him to.
说：“谢谢你的好意。
”Then he said, "Thank you."
我对上帝有信心。
I have my faith in my Lord.
他必然会来救我的。
He will come to rescue me.
小汽艇要走了。
So the boat went away.
那个水越上越高。
The water line keep on rising.
上到胸口了。
It's up to his chest.
忽然来了一个直升飞机。
Then the helicopter came by.
上面就有一个广播说：“哎呀，你赶快，我们丢下绳子，你上来吧。
”The helicopter was trying to rescue him too.
谢谢你的好意。
He said, "Thank you."
我对上帝有信心。
I have my faith in my Lord.
上帝要来救我。
He will save me.
后来他淹死了。
So he was drunk.
他到了天堂。
Then he went up to heaven.
他看见了主。
He saw the Lord.
他对主说。
He asked the Lord.
主啊。
He said, "Lord,
我对你有信心。
I have faith in you.
你为什么使我失望
？But why did you disappoint me?"
主告诉他
，The Lord asked him,
我先后派了三次的援军去给你。
I have sent three rescuers to you.
第一次派了一个独木舟
，First time was a canoe.
第二次派了一个小汽艇
，Second was a motorboat.
第三次科学进步派了一个直升机
，Third time was a helicopter.
你还指望我做什么呢
？What else you want me to do?
当我看到的时候，我心里面感触很深。
I was really deeply touched by this story.
我知道很多人听过这个故事。
Many of you may have heard of this story.
但是我们不断的犯同样的毛病。
But yet we commit the same problems, the same mistakes all the time.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的信仰里面。
Dear brother and sister, in our belief.
天助自助者是一个很重要的一个思想。
The Lord will help those who.To make the effort to help themselves.
天助自助者不是人本主义的思想而已。
This is not just a personal listen.
不是 humanism.
It's not human.
不是说劝人靠人而不靠神。
It's not advise people to rely on yourself, not on the Lord.
如果这样的话是个异端。
If so, that become a cult.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候忘记一件事情。
But dear brothers and sisters, very often we would forget one thing.
我们只知道有渡红海的信心。
We only know have the faith to cross the Red Sea.
我们不知道有过约旦河的信心。
We do not have the faith to cross the Jordan River.
红海的信心是什么呢？
What is the faith of cross the Red Sea?
神说你只管站住看耶和华今日要在你们身上所做的大事。
You should lift up your eyes and see the Lord is going to create a big miracle today.
约旦河的信心是什么呢？
What is the faith of a Jordan River?
抬约柜的祭司脚踏进约旦河，约旦河的水才分开。
As the priest's feet immersed into the water of a Jordan River,Then the water was separate.
我们要靠着主有这两种的信心。
We should count on our Lord to have these two different kinds of faith.
我们今天不要说哦，我为你祷告，我为你祷告，你平平安的回去吧。
We do not just stop by saying we're going to pray for you.
这不是 true religion， 不是真属灵。
This is not a truly spiritual or true religion.
这是雅各书给我们的一个教训。
This is what the book of James has taught us.
我们有能力帮助人。
When we have the ability to help others,
我们说我为你祷告来搪塞我们可以帮助人的行动。
If we only stopped after we saying we're going to pray for you,
信心是勇敢面对，不断的往前。
So faith is courageously face forward and march forward.
第二，信心是确信神能一切交托。
The second is truly believe the Lord is able.And we can rely on him.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
在这里给我们看到，信心就是不怀疑上帝的能力，但是也不过问上帝动工的方法和时间。
That is, we don't have doubts of his ability. We don't have questions on how he's going to carry it out.
再讲一遍哈，十七节，他们一点不怀疑上帝的能力。
In verse 17, they have no doubts of the Lord's ability.
但是十八节，他们一点不过问上帝做工的方法。
Yet on the verse 18, they have no doubt or no they did not question on how Lord was going to carry his mission out.
就是既或不然的意思。
That's what he means by even if he does not.
那这一种的信心是一个很了不起的信心。
It's a very high plateau of faith.
当我们在那里求神做工在我们身上的时候，
As we ask the Lord to work on ourselves,
我们也把我们希望他帮助我们解决这个问题的方法也暗示了上帝。
We often wanted the Lord to hint us as to how he is going to help us.
如果是这样的话，上帝就不是上帝了。
If this is the case, then Lord is not the Lord.
但是但以理这三个朋友，
But these three friends of Daniel,
我们看见他们这个既惑不然的心。
We see how they still able to maintain their faith when they say, even if not.
我们是不是这样？
Are we like that?
你不听我祷告，拜拜。
If you don't listen to my prayer, I will turn around.
我那么虔诚的祷告，你都不理。
My very sincere prayer, and you ignored me.
这种信仰还得了啊？
And what kind of faith is this?
但是今天我们看见一个伟大的信心。
But yet today we see a great faith.
我不知道。今天神把我们全教会放在这样一种信心的考验的过程当中。
I wonder if our church is going through the same kind of trial.
弟兄姊妹，让我们有信心。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us have faith.
更让我们有不计成本、不计代价的信心。
And we also have the faith we will not count on, we will not be counting on how much price will be paid.
主耶稣在十字架上十字架之前，不是在克西马尼园这样祷告吗？
Before the night before he was betrayed, and did he pray in the Gethsemane?
但是他最后说：“不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”
But he concluded by saying, "Do not fulfill my will, but your will."
弟兄姊妹，信仰是合逻辑的。
Dear brother and sister.Faith is logical.
信仰更是超逻辑的。
Faith is above logic.
不要忘记这两方面，要平衡。
Do not forget how to balance these.
不要一定以为信仰一定是反逻辑的。
Do not say the faith is always anti-logic.
信仰是合逻辑的。
Faith is logical.
但是信仰也是超逻辑。
And faith can also be above logic.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们在教会面对一些挑战摆在我们面前的时候，
As our church is facing certain challenge,
让我们有这样的信心。
So we have this kind of faith.
好不好？最后我们看一节圣经做结束，请看约伯记。
Let's look to Job.
这节圣经，请你如果你拿中文圣经的话，请你一定把这节圣经把它注出来，把 NIV 的圣经把它抄进去，因为这节圣经在中文圣经没有翻对。
If you have a Chinese Bible with you, you should copy down the translation from NIV for this verse, because the Chinese translation is incorrect.
因为十三章十五节约伯记在这里，约伯说了一句话。
And said, Job said here in chapter 13, verse 15.
我们看不懂，看中文看不懂。中文我们看不懂。
It's difficult to understand in the Chinese version.
他必杀我，我虽无指望，什么意思呢？
And says, he will slay me.
No, 就中文。他必杀我，我虽无指望，什么意思呢？
What does that mean in the Chinese, in those words, in Chinese?
就是说他必定要杀我。
He will slay me.
我虽然没有指望
Yet, well, I have no hope.
请看英文。
Let's turn to the English translation.
NIV 翻译成 Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. 虽然他杀我，我对他的盼望不改变。
So the English version is positive message. It says, Though he slay me,Yet I will have hope. I will hope.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很伟大的一个信心。
It is a tremendous faith.
但是可惜我们中文圣经没有把它翻出来。
And in this particular area, the Chinese translation is.
所以我们读中文圣经的基督徒就没有这种可能，这种信心的可能，因为我们不懂，因为看不懂。
And we will not be able to receive such teaching if we read only the Chinese version.
当然在中文圣经后面说，然而我在你面前还要辨明我所行的，并没有讲到他对神的信心。
And even though in the Chinese also in the English verse says, I will surely defend my ways to his face, In the Chinese version, though, it was not describing his faith in the Lord.
Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. 虽然他要杀我，他谁呢？上帝要杀我。虽然上帝要杀我，我对他的盼望不改变。
Though he slay me, he means the Lord, but I will not change my faith in him.
我知道今天这篇信息很难吞进去。
Maybe it's difficult to accept of today's sermon.
实在，我承认这是一篇很深的道理。
It's maybe a very deep for you for a person to grasp.
让我们好好的在主的面前思想。什么叫做真信心
？And let's meditate upon on what is the true faith.
接着祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们个人需要信心，我们团体更需要信心。
Lord, individually, we need faith. As a whole church, we also need faith.
为着你的国度，为着你的荣耀，求你把这样的信心给我们。
Please give us this kind of a faith for your glory.In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。